This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. Hopefully you did anything to get outside yesterday. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Oh, I sat at a baseball scrimmage for a nice, I don't know, how long are those games? 5 hours?
Did you really?
Okay, maybe two. I did, but it was, and I was like all bundled up, and then I got outside and in the sun. It was beautiful. It was really nice to be outside. But it reminded me how lengthy my kids' baseball games are.
I low key am kind of glad that Zoli and Tyler, they didn't give a dot of a care about baseball ever. And I have buddies who, and I like the sport. I played the sport. I sunk at the sport, but I enjoy watching. I enjoy going to the games. But friends of mine whose kiddos, like that, I don't know if there is a, well, I guess all of them are commitments.
They're all commitments.
Swimming, you go to an event where one kid has a, you know, they're swimming in one event and you were there at Spire on the east side for 8 hours.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
aggressive. I can argue all of those, but baseball, I mean, they are there and that is a long day. At least it's usually maybe mostly spent in outdoors, nice weather. Is that a positive spin?
It is.
Right?
But the other thing, and I'm not sure if you've ever noticed this, at baseball fields for kids, there's never trees or shade.
No, there's none of that.
No, so it's usually it's like 90 degrees and the sun bakes you.
So, yeah.
But anyway, it was lovely to be outside. Unlike your stepsons, my children are obsessed. They have such a great passion for baseball. They love it the most.
Really? Okay.
So yeah,
that's good.
It's looks like it'll be years and years and years of, and two of them playing. So nice 2 hour game. It's a minimum of 2 hours always.
I'll stick with being a gymnastics dad. Nice indoors.
Basketball.
Travel
great
in the
too.
Area, maybe
yeah.
An hour away. Just
an hour.
You know.
An hour's good.
My daughter's good at she wants to be a nice mid. She wants to be
That's
good.
Fine.
She wants to get her ribbons, but not too good. She's just fine. She's just right there. She likes to be a part of the team, likes to wear Leo, likes to travel a little bit, likes to be with her teammates, likes doing her hair.
See, that's nice.
I mean, that's where I'm at.
Just a gentler commitment.
So before we get to dead guy in an envelope, let's get to, and producer Stevie pointed this out, kind of bizarro forecast. So you have a beautiful day today, sunshine, and not fake sunshine.
No.
Breezy winds, and we have temperatures of 75 degrees today. Enjoy it because tomorrow afternoon we're going to be in the 30s.
I don't accept that.
40 degree difference.
Does this make you mad at Trent McGill at Channel 5?
Not today,
yeah.
But tomorrow. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I mean, in celebration of a 75-degree day today, maybe today is the day.
Wouldn't that be amazing? He's dead. He's a guy. He's been in that dang envelope since January. You just have to guess who he is.
That's it. That's all we ask.
So simple.
One guess a day. We need that guess from you. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you do to get outside yesterday? Were you able to get outside?
We went to a park.
There you go, went to a park.
Oh, nice.
I know, I want to ask that today. What did you do to get outside yesterday? Because it was a nice day yesterday. Do you have a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope? We would love your guess.
I'm going to try Milton Berle.
It is not Milton Berle.
Boy, I remember him when I was little. Didn't he smoke all those cigars?
Yes, he did.
Lived to be like 90 years old smoking all those cigars. Let's play another game next on Star 102. I know we just played a round of a dead guy in the envelope on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Can we play another quick game?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Two adult tickets, two kids tickets to the movies. What did that cost me?
What time of day did you go?
5:10 p.m.
probably $80.
$80, Jen Tui.
$55.
It was $64.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
And then I bought a large popcorn and two medium slushies, icies, whatever. And by the way, a medium is about a half gallon. That is not, a medium should not be that big. That's why they're trying to make us 300 pounds. So I got it for my daughter and my daughter's friend. And I think that was probably another $36 on top of the $64. So I think that trip to the movies was $100.
It's like, I swear it's almost $100 to go to the movies with the whole family. Yeah. It really is.
And there was an $8 charge that I still don't know what the $8 charge was for. I mean, it was just...
Oh, that's the walking in service fee to walk through the gate.
It didn't say what it was. Normally, there's at least a little question mark, and you can click on the question mark where it will at least explain, by the way, it's for XYZ. There was no explanation. It was just an $8 charge for nothing.
That's insane. The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo has announced a new attraction, Dragon's Landing, that will include... What? What'd you say? Did you say, there you go, Jen? Because you know I like my dragon book.
Yeah, you love when dragons make out in your audiobook.
They don't make out!
Where they have a little, where they breathe fire in each other.
No, they do
Ooh,
not.
Your layer or mine.
Stop
Chapter
it.
Two. Dragon love.
No!
Ooh, the tail wisps back and forth.
That is not.
As James the dragon looks at Patty the dragon, breathes fire in my direction. I don't know what that meant. Is he blowing smoke or is the fire real?
The romantic elements of the books are not, I mean, there are two dragons that love each other, but that's separate. You're ridiculous. If anyone has read Fourth Wing or Iron Flame, you know what I mean. Anyway, I want to go see the dragons, Tim, because that would be fun. They're at the zoo.
Never mind. We gotta go.
Okay. They'll debut on May 2nd. That's all I got.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show, 75 today, 30s tomorrow. That is not a joke.
That is dumb is what that is.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how else to put it. Stevie on the socials, that's coming up next.
My entire For You page is full of videos from the Netflix series Love on the Spectrum, and everyone I've talked to is also seeing these clips. I thought it was just me because I like the show, but it's everywhere, and there was a very special moment from the Kelly Clarkson show with one of the castmates.
I was going to wait till Wednesday for this, but I'm glad we're getting into this now.
Did you watch it? Or are you just seeing these clips as well?
No. Well, I'll...
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. I was going to wait 2 days, and I was thinking to myself, I cannot wait to have this. Because, you know, there are certain things I want to plan for the week, and on Wednesday, a lot of times we'll save it for what you watch on Wednesday.
Sure.
And there's shows that Stevie recommends, and this is one of those shows. I'm going to leave it right there.
Does that mean you finished Pretty Little Liars? You've moved on to that, or
no? I still have I don't know 280 episodes.
I apologize.
Of that left.
You've seen enough.
I have. I get it. I'm just that's a deep dive. All right, Stevie on the socials. That is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
My entire For You page on TikTok is clips from the Netflix series Love on the Spectrum, as the third season just recently came out. I thought it was just me because I watched the other seasons, and then I talked to my friends and saw that they're all getting these same clips, and like the castmates have like over a million followers now. So everyone is following along on their journey of finding love. But if you're not sure what the show is about, here's the trailer.
I'll find my prince.
I'm hoping for sparks.
I want her to be a party animal.
This series follows people on the autism spectrum.
Oh.
As they navigate the confusing world of relationships.
So one of the castmates' name is Tanner, and he is a big fan of the actor Jack Black. His dream is to meet him, and after season 2 premiere, Tanner went on the Kelly Clarkson show, where she had Jack Black make a video for him. He was very excited, and then Tanner appeared on the show again last week after the premiere of season 3, and Kelly told him that she tried to get him again this year, but he was too busy with the premiere of a Minecraft movie, but she did have another video message from him. This video has received over 20 million views.
What's up, Tanner? Jack Black here. I still cannot wait to meet you in person, but I'm on the road with a Minecraft movie right now. But luckily, I have insane ninja kung fu powers, which means I can come through these doors, and I'm gonna see you right now when I come through these doors.
being here. So I'm happy to finally meet you. Oh!
You're so handsome. You're looking good, Jack. And you're very strong, too.
I am. You know what? Yes. I do work out a little bit now.
Me too.
We should do some weightlifting together. You could teach me some tips.
Yes, sir. Oh. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get your phone number. We can work out together.
I love this so much. And you know what's so funny? I have seen this clip floating around and I have not clicked on and watched the whole thing because I wasn't really sure what it was. But now that you said this, I'm going to click on it and watch the whole thing because it sounds amazing.
Yeah, he was so excited.
Oh,
he's going to get his
it.
Phone number. They're going to go work out. It was very
That's
sweet.
Adorable.
So this is Stevie's fault.
What?
She recommended watching the show. And I thought to myself, okay, I don't know if I'm in or out. And season three just dropped. And I said, I'm going to watch season three, episode one. Just because it was there. I don't know if I'm in.
You got to watch it from the start.
Well, first of all, this,
he watches TV incorrectly.
No. I didn't know that. I'm thinking, well, is this just like a one-off? Like one season is The Bachelor. And then season two is about like totally different things.
Yeah, I see how things. You would think that.
So I thought to myself, well, then if that's the case, then it doesn't really matter if it moves on. And then some season three references are, oh, I saw you in season two and this. I said, oh, no, I did it wrong.
It's the same cast.
They add new ones, but you still see the stories of like one of the couples has been together since the first season. So you see them celebrating their 3-year anniversary.
I like that.
There are new couples as well mixed in with some of the old ones. You kind of follow along to see if they found love or Tanner was on season two, not one, but he, you know, continued his journey. He didn't find love in the second season. So he's on the third season.
I see.
I won't spoil it.
I watched the entire season in 2.5 days.
Oh, now I want to watch it.
It is the cutest. Like, I don't know. They are so innocent and cute. And when they find love, it is like one of the best shows that I have seen. Like, I'm tearing up thinking about it. And then I thought, then it's so funny because I finished it last night, season three. I went and I thought to myself, okay, so I know we had some recommendations for like The Residence or one of these other shows. I said, now I have to go watch season one and two. I have to watch it in a weirdo order because I didn't think that it mattered. I thought it was just an individual season. And now I hear about this. Like, I mean,
you want to know the history?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Now I want to watch it.
Oh my gosh. It's
on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
And you just can't help but root for me. You just want them to find love, find their person.
If there's anybody else watching it, I think it is so good.
And it's called Love on the Spectrum.
Yes. And it's on Netflix. And season three was only 7 episodes.
I mean, know. Where's the rest? I want all of it.
I crushed that thing. And now I have to go back to one or two.
Are they 30-minute episodes or 60-minute?
No, they're an hour.
They're lengthy. Yeah. Okay.
They're an hour. Right. So that's the case. That is a great Stevie on the socials. It's Stevie on the socials just a minute ago on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It was talking about the Netflix series. Season three was just released of Love on the Spectrum.
Colleen loves it, too. She says it's such a wonderful feel-good show. I heard about it last year. Watched the first two seasons. I binged season three last week. Loved it. She sent this message on our Jen and Tim Show Facebook page.
I had an epic fail. I wanted to see what it was about, and I knew that season three just dropped, and I thought that they were just independent seasons, kind of like The Bachelor or this or that or Love
like
is Blind.
You can jump in whenever.
So I thought, okay, I'll just watch a couple of episodes. It ended up being fantastic, and then they made some references to past seasons that I had not watched, and then I thought to myself, well, starting tonight, I'm gonna have to go back to season one, episode one, and then kind of watch the journey of what I watched in season three, which, I mean, it is really, really a great show and heartfelt. And could they be just cuter and just nicer? And it is, if you've watched it, you know, if not, I mean, I would definitely, you know how you can add it to your list. I would definitely add that to my list. And that was a producer Stevie recommendation. I don't know if I would have watched that on my own, so I truly appreciate it.
Well, now that I'm caught up on Handmaid's Tale, I can catch up on that one until a new episode comes out because it's so dumb the way we have to wait
weekly.
Yeah,
we're binge brats.
We are binge brats. Why are we back to weekly episodes? That's a whole other thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. It is the Jen and Tim Show.
I have a new owl in my backyard. Now, why am I saying this? Because last week I told you we had birds that were making nests. it was getting aggressive. There was a lot of bird, you know, bird bathroom. I know what happens when a bird makes a nest. We just wanted him to go to the trees and not under the roof over our back porch. So it was recommended. My husband bought an owl. Okay. We talked about this on the show. He bought an owl.
Not a real owl.
No, not a real owl. Like a owl. You're right. I should clarify
that. I just want
to
make sure he didn't buy an owl.
Listen, he bought an owl statue.
It came with a glove. No, it's not. Right to Nate.
He's getting a falcon next. No. So he got this owl. It's the one he got is like, I don't know, 10 inches tall. Didn't move. Not a lot of action with this owl. You guys are great. Jen and Tim Show listeners said to me, Jen, you cannot have a stagnant owl. It needs to be an active owl. There are owls that do more than the owl you have purchased. So we made the exchange, and the new owl has arrived. The new owl, which has light up eyes, a swiveling head, and it hoots. That was the description. It actually on the box says terrifying sound.
Terrifying owl.
Sound. Okay. So I ordered that because, again, trying to keep the birds a little farther away from the house. We don't want all of that bird activity right at the house. We love the birds. We don't want to harm the birds. I don't want to mess with nature. I really don't. But I need you to not put your eggs on my porch.
Right.
So the owl arrived. I squealed when I opened it because it was more than I could have ever expected. And what I mostly am excited to share with you is the terrifying sound it makes. The hoot, if you will, of the owl that will keep the birds away in my backyard.
Oh, so we can hear it? Because we were taking hoot guesses on Friday. Right.
Hoot. Yeah. Robotic hoot. Right.
Hoot. Right. That was my guess on Friday.
I laughed about that a lot over the weekend.
Okay.
But you would think it would be more like a owl.
I think that it would emulate an owl. That would be the purpose. The stationary owl does not emulate an owl. It would do the purpose. The head should move. It should sound, I would imagine, like an owl that would deter the birds. That would be the point of this thing from Amazon, wherever the purchase was taken. That's what I'm assuming it's going to sound like.
So you were wrong. It doesn't sound like your robotic hoot. I was wrong. It doesn't sound like the hoo like that. You could make 1,000 sounds, and I'm not sure you'd get this right.
Okay. So mentally think about what you think it would sound like, and then we will have the hoot noise next.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have the hoot.
Okay, electronic hoot noise. I know I've mentally taken my guess. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
I got a fake owl to help keep birds further away from our house. I was told by our listeners that I needed an upgraded owl that has a bobbling head and hoots. And I did that. I ordered an upgraded owl. It arrived. We have taken guesses on what the hoot sounds like. I thought it would be just like an owl, like a hoo, hoo. And you thought it would be more robotic.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear it?
This is what it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh.
On the box, it says.
Is that real? Your neighbors have to hear that too. That is terrifying sound. That'll keep anybody away.
This morning, when I let Millie out before work at 4 a.m, and it's pitch black outside, and I opened the door, and it detected my motion. It scared me so badly.
Oh, my.
Hi-yo! I'm like, oh, my God, what is that? Oh, it's my fake owl.
There is nothing that will live in your yard.
Nothing. This
you won't
is so
have
great.
A squirrel no. walk through the yard. Mm-mm. You won't have deer around. No. That bird has actually picked up her eggs and flew to another nest that was used. I cannot believe that.
So here's the.
That doesn't sound like an owl at all.
Right.
It's like an owl in the future.
Yeah. It's like an owl in the future. I don't.
What does is
an
that? Owl? Like Futurama owl.
Like what? What does a. Does any bird make that sound? And what, like, does an owl do that when it's like going to get its prey or something?
I don't know. Okay.
By the way, while it's making that sound, the head is rotating all the way around from side to side, and it has like laser shooting eyeballs that'll like laser down whatever comes near it. It is terrifying. And there is a video. You can see it on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. I have not posted on Instagram. I can do that now. It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's one of the most legit looking faux owls that I have ever seen. And the eyes are scary. Yeah. I don't know if it actually shoots actual lasers,
seriously,
but it looks like it's going to. And there are a bunch of comments, as there should be. You can check it out for yourself. Leave a comment. We will get to those. I wish I had a prize. I would, you know, we had with the celebrity secret Easter bunny last week.
Yes, I loved that.
And I would just play that in the, you know, 9 o'clock hour when, you know, when people might not have heard the story about your fake owl. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. This is Jen and Tim show. This is Jen's fake owl.
Like having someone, if you play it independently, would someone be like, oh, that's an owl?
That's what I would like to say. Maybe.
No way.
Maybe I'll try that at 9:35.
What would somebody think that is? If you
wrong answers only. DM us. Wrong answers only. What's that noise?
A lot of people are. So I posted a whole video of this owl. You could see the owl. You could see it hoot. You could see where we put it in our backyard. You can see my reaction to opening the box because I about died when I saw it. Susan's actually asking if it's solar. How will it get charged under the roof? Great question.
That's
Susan.
A good call. I was thinking that too.
It is solar, and the first of all, it did.
Nate's daily duty is to take it from under the overhang and
It didn't say. It said like once a week you should take it out and put it in direct sunlight for at least 8 hours. But it also had like a USB cord with it, and I didn't.
Of course it
does. I don't know what that goes toward. I don't know if I'm supposed to chart because it has the solar thing.
Can you record your own hoots and then download it into the owl?
Imagine.
That would be great.
I would put your robotic hoot.
You just voice track the hoot.
Oh my gosh. Somebody else says it sounds like a hiccuping squirrel. I just wanted to mention that.
Oh, hiccuping
that.
Squirrel. I think squeaky mattress.
Oh, Karen says a dolphin.
It does sound like
it
a dolphin.
Does.
This is the worst and best.
I know.
All right. You wanted to, please go right ahead. You had a... something to point out owl related. Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Did you buy a screech owl or a hoot owl?
What is that?
What
does that sound like? Wrong answers only is what I feel like talking about. What? I can't believe that.
What I bought was an owl that says owlsome on the box, which I found fantastic.
Wait, is there a difference between the two?
Yes, there are.
You're serious?
One makes a screech and one hoots.
Well, Jen, did you buy a hooter? Did you buy a screecher?
Clearly, I bought a screecher.
You got a screech owl.
Oh, Jen.
What's that supposed to
be? You have to be owl aware before the purchase.
I didn't know that.
Who buys a screecher when you need a hooter?
Did I need a hooter?
Yeah, right. You need a hooter.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We are a live and local show. We have talked about this before. Jen lives on the west side in Westlake. I live on the east side in Mentor. And we will, you know, there's always things that happen around town. We cover Cleveland. You know, we live here. We shop here. Kiddos go to school here. You know, the list goes on and on. We broadcast our studios in the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland. And occasionally these things pop up, and we're going to get to it in a minute, but we call it, it's a community crisis. And I don't know another read. Now, to be fair, I also haven't read books about dragons making out.
Would you stop it? The dragons are not making out in the books I read.
Are they not making out? I thought you said that the dragons make out in the books that you read.
I did not say the dragons make out.
Is there not dragon love?
No, I said.
Is there not dragon love?
There's dragon love, but there's not. Listen, it is, first of all,
I guess maybe they can't make out mouth to mouth because of all that fire.
Stop it. They do not make out. Fourth Wing and Iron Flame is what I'm reading. If anyone knows, he needs to stop saying that they're making out.
So they don't make out. So I'm wrong. Okay,
no,
I'll stop saying
there
that.
Two bonded dragons to each other, and then they have riders that they bonded with that are together.
Okay,
that's all.
They're popular. I thought you said they made up. That's all I'm saying. Okay, then I'm done saying it. I was wrong.
I know you, and you're not.
Yes, I thought that was the case. That's why I gravitated towards it. I don't know. I don't read the books.
You thought I said to you that dragons make out.
There is a clear... Yes, there is a clune. There is a clear balloon issue that is on several of the community pages, not dragon-related. We will get to this next. Maybe you can help. That's what community crisis is all about. There's a clear community crisis in Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. If you can help, Jen and Tim show on all the socials,
Star 102 on all the socials. Looking at the Rocky River community page from days ago. Now that Party City is closed, where do I get helium-filled balloons? I don't want to have to buy a helium tank, and that's not what I'm looking for. Oh, it says also, and not at Dollar Tree. They don't have what I'm looking for.
Really?
That's what it says on it.
Well, this is interesting because like, you laugh. This is a major issue.
I'm not laughing at all. It is a big deal. Yeah.
Balloons at Party City for my kids on their birthdays. And I just ran into the same issue. Now, why not Dollar Tree, though? Because someone had recommended that, and I did it. And it was great. And it was like a third of the cost of Party City.
Well, do they have, and we have a, I mean, probably every community, I imagine, would have a Dollar Tree, right? You walk in, at least ours, I walk in, there's a section towards the front where you can get them. And I maybe haven't looked at the selection. I'll definitely walk through Dollar Tree.
Oh, is they've got a lot.
I was going to say, don't they have a lot there? Am I missing something with that?
I went to the one in Northridgeville to the Dollar Tree, and this was my first time going there for balloons. And it is. It's right up in the front. They have a, Now, is the display like Party City was? Absolutely not. But you can see they have like photos of all the balloons. You tell them which ones they want and they come blow them up for you. And they even have the giant numbers. Like,
oh,
I always
do.
Like to get the giant numbers. Like, Max recently turned 11, got the giant numbers, got like a few colorful balloons, like foil balloons and stuff to surround it. They filled them with helium. I walked, I mean, it was like less than $20. I think I would pay like $40 at Party City.
Well, that tells you. So you might not think of it because you think that's your go-to place and maybe you haven't needed the balloons since they have closed, right? But it is a thing. It's been on several community pages. Just happened to mention Rocky River. Where do you go? Star 102, good morning.
Hey, you can get balloons at Michael's Craft Stores.
They fill them for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Where's the balloon section?
In the in the front of the store. I go to the one in Strongsville, and you can get them there.
Can you solve this community crisis? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Saw it on numerous community pages, this one specifically Rocky River. Now the Party City is closed. Where do I get helium-filled balloons?
We're getting a ton of great recommendations. Karen sent us a message to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, says, Five Below has helium and balloons. They're a great price, and I was shocked at the options.
All right, what about you?
Party Place in Avon.
I've never gone into Party Place in Avon. I drive past there all the time, though. Is it like Party City?
It is, but it's like, I mean, obviously it's like half the price because to me, Party City was really expensive. But Party Place has the latex balloons that you can blow up. They have, you know, the Mylar balloons that you can blow up, and it's, you know, it's not as expensive. They have like a lot of like, like I said, there's a lot more selection. And I personally like it a lot better because it's half the price of what Party City
was. Yeah, just a place, not an entire city. So it's more manageable.
Yeah, there you go. But they fill them for you, right? Because and you had read that comment.
Yeah. And you can if you go in there and you're like, I need to place an order for balloons. They'll place an order for balloons.
Star 102, good morning.
Hey, you can get balloons at Drug Mart.
No way. I didn't know that either. I can't believe how many places you can get balloons, and I was going to Party City all the time.
You could do the latex and those foil balloons, but I usually go to Dollar Tree or whatever the dollar store is for the other one.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.